Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Raman Mohammadi, a PhD candidate and a member of the Drug Discovery and Development Research Group in the College of Pharmacy and Nutrition at the University of Saskatchewan. Thanks for joining us, Raman.
Hi. Thank you so much for this opportunity, and I appreciate that your listeners can hear about my research.
Researchers with the Vaccine and Infectious Disease Organization and the College of Pharmacy and Nutrition are evaluating the use of nanoparticles to protect fertility when administering intrauterine vaccines to sows and gilts during artificial insemination. First of all, what are nanoparticles? What do they consist of, and what benefits do they potentially offer in protecting livestock?
It's almost like a very small capsule where you're putting your vaccine antigens on the inside, and then it gets protective against degradation. They were around for a long time, but what's new is that we are also putting into the same nanoparticle, oil and water adjuvants. It'll give it a very robust immune response. We're hoping that we can use it as a single-use vaccine. Our collaborators with the Wilson Lab are interested in actually administering the vaccine into the uterus during breeding, so it's important that the vaccine doesn't kill the sperm. Nanoparticles are going to encapsulate the oil and water adjuvants, so it's not going to be spermicidal, so it might be very important for their research. It also has potential as an intramuscular vaccine, possibly, even as an oral vaccine formulation.
How are these nanoparticles being evaluated and why?
Actually, we measure the antibody response and we measure the T cell response. And we're really excited by these preliminary results. And we're excited to actually move for the next level, which is to actually see if the vaccine is protective against disease, which is the most important thing I kind of think.
Where is the work actually being conducted and who is involved?
My supervisor and I doing this work at the College of Pharmacy and Nutrition. And the vaccine immune response trials are being done at Vido Intervac.
How far along is the work and what has been found so far?
We've done several trials with the nanoparticles. And right now we are playing around with trying to use different techniques to incorporate different flavors of oil and water adjuvants into the nanoparticle. Each of them have their own specific chemistry, so figuring out how to get the adjuvants inside that nanoparticle with the other part of the vaccine, it's really key. We've had some very exciting successes so far, but there's still others that were in the process of testing. But we would like to do a full panel of these nanoparticles, select all the best ones with the best response, and then start moving into challenge studies, which is kind of at next level.
What is the significance of what has been found so far?
Even in our preliminary results, we're showing that possibly a single administration of the vaccine is better than two vaccination dots or not where our oil and water adjuvants are not included. So we're very helpful that this might lead to a single dose vaccine.
How will this work be applied? By whom? And to what ends?
A bit early day for that, but the idea is that we can show them the vaccines are protective against diseases. And we hope to be able to use it as a platform and introduce different diseases for pigs, like respiratory and intestinal disease.
What will be happening next?
Actually, we've tested three or four different adjuvants so far, And we have two or three more that we need to formulate. And there's a lot of different tests that are done to confirm that they're done properly. So that will keep me busy for a while. And then we can't wait to share the vaccines with the Wilson labs who are running immune response. It's really, really exciting to share the results with some vaccine companies to see if it's something that they would like to use in their platforms.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Vaccine development for livestock is still critically important for the field. And if we can make it so we only have to administer a vaccine once instead of twice, it will really help with the livestock producer and will be of tremendous benefit to the animals. Thank you so much for this opportunity again.
And thank you. Our guest has been Raman Mohammadi, a PhD candidate and a member of the Drug Discovery and Development Research Group in the College of Pharmacy and Nutrition at the University of Saskatchewan. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.